今天我要跟大家思想一个题目，就是门徒训练。
This morning I would like to deal with the topic of discipleship.
当然门徒训练我们讲过很多遍。
Of course, we have spoken about discipleship many times before.
但是呢，我们想，我们很多时候在做门徒训练，或者我们尝试做门徒训练，我们都曾经失败过，也可能失望，也可能颓丧。
But it's also true that in the history of our efforts in discipleship, we have had disappointments, we have had failures.
但是呢，我们不气馁，我们每一年都要再重新提一次。
But we must not give up, and each year we need to recommit ourselves to this effort.
所以今年是2019年的开始，我们重新再一次强调，再一次提醒，我们来做门徒训练。
And so as the first, as we begin 2019, let us remind ourselves again to commit ourselves to this effort of discipleship.
所以我还没讲下去的时候呢，我先给大家。给大家看我们今天要讲的这个路线或者是我们的大纲。
Now before I jump in, I want to give you a broad overview as to or an outline of what we're going to talk about.
所以今天我们会讲这个门徒训练的理由、意义、方法、目的或者目标，然后它的好处。
This morning we will be talking about the discipleship, the reasons for it.The meaning of discipleship, the program, the purpose, and the benefits of discipleship.
所以基本上是给大家重新温习，不是新的课题。不过我们盼望再一次挑起大家要做门徒训练的一个工作。
This is not a new subject for us, but I do want to this morning to rekindle your passion for and the need for this discipleship.
所以刚才提到我们可能会失望，可能失败，不过不要气馁。我每年都会重新再讲。
We talked about those disappointments that we've had in discipleship. I urge you not to be discouraged. We need to reaffirm those efforts every year.
所以首先让我们再重新温习一下，也不是新的功课，就是我们跟大家讲过教会的目的是什么。
What I want to do quickly is just to give you a reminder of what the purpose of the church is.
所以这边有四个意义，意思说四个方向。它第一就是我们大家在一起，目的呢是要敬拜神，敬拜上帝。我们要装备信徒，我们要扎根在圣经里面，我们要传福音。
And broadly speaking, there are four purposes of the church. The first being exalting the Lord, and then equipping the saints, entrenching the word, and then evangelizing the world.
意思说我们聚集的目的就是要敬拜神，我们聚集的目的就是要装备信徒，让每一个信徒都能够成长，能够长大成人，能够越来越像主耶稣。但是呢，我们必须要建坐在哪里呢？就是在圣经上面多明白多了解，才能够长大生根，然后能够长大，然后当然要最后是传扬主的福音。
What this means is we gather every Sunday, or we gather as a body of Christ in order to exalt the Lord. We exalt the Lord as well as equip the saints so that we might grow. But if we are not entrenched in the word, then we have no roots that we might grow from. And so we preach the Bible. And then of course from there we spread the gospel to the world.
所以我们相信这四点呢，就是这个四个方向，就是教会的目的。
We believe that these four broad purposes are in fact the purposes.
我们讲过很多，所以我不花时间了。
We've spoken about this before, so I will not belabor the point.
但是我们的目标是什么呢？
What are our objectives then?
两个星期前我们讲过，我们的目标呢，就是教会的目标呢，就是我们要有这个信仰上面合一啊，就是圣经里面的神学思想我们要合一啊，我们然后呢，我们要成熟啊，我们要圣洁成熟，然后呢，我们要越来越像主，这个就是教会的目标，也是信徒的目标。
A couple of weeks ago, we talked about this, and we said that the objectives of the church are the three C's. There are the convictions that we must be united on, and these are convictions of our faith from the Bible, in order that we might be completely matured and to grow in Christ-likeness. These are the objectives. So over here, I just want to spend spend a bit of time to revise what we've said.
这个就是我们讲过的，是什么呢？在以弗所书里面讲到四章十一节说，他所赐的有使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师，这些就是 resources， 这些就是我们的资源。神给这个的目的是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。所以第十二、十一、十二节呢，是他整个的计划。 然后十三节自等到 until 自等到众人同归合一，这个就是 conviction， 就是说我们在信仰上面合一，那么认识儿子长大成人就是 completeness， 然后呢就是成熟，然后最后呢满有基督的分量。所以第十三节就是刚才我们给大家看的这一个的来源，我们为什么会有这三个 C 的原因。
In discussing the objectives of the church, we also talked about this passage in Ephesians 4:11-17. And here it says, He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and shepherds and teachers to equip the saints. These apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherds and teachers are the resources that He gave the church, that God gave the church. We talked about verse 12 where we say the objective was to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And this is where we get the three C's from: the conviction, the complete maturity, and the Christ likeness.
所以在这边你，如果你注意看到呢，十一节他所赐的这个十一、十二节就是他的计划。那么十三节 until 只等到，这个就是他的目标。第十四节使我们这个 so that 这个就是 它的结果，所以我们会看到这个它的计划、它的目的或者目标，然后它的 phenomenon 或者是结果的这个 until so that 就是它的结果，它的 result.
And you see four highlighted terms here. The first is and he gave, and this being again the plan of God in order to equip the saints. This is the objective. This in verse 12. In verse 13, it talks about until, and this is where we want to reach. This is the goal. So that is the result, or introduces the result. And we'll see from this that we get these three points: the plan, the purpose, and the phenomenon of spiritual growth.
So
So essentially, it's broken up like this. God gives us the plan for spiritual growth in verse 11 and 12, the purpose for it in verse 13, and finally the result of it, or the phenomenon, in 14 to 16.
So 全部的结果呢，就是教会成长。你看到 we are to grow， 或者是我们教会凡事长进，然后呢渐渐的凡事长进连于元首，那么最后呢叫身体健长。所以这个呢就是神对教会或者对每个信徒的旨意，要我们在这方面成长。The
very ultimate objective is found in verse 15, and you will see that highlighted in blue, where it says that we are to grow up in every way into Him, being Christ, and in order that the body would grow. And this is the very ultimate aim for every believer seated here today.
So, this whole purpose is to grow the church, or the Christian's growing, is our goal.
So to reiterate, that ultimate growth is the ultimate aim is the growth of the believer, the individual, and the growth of the church.
所以在这边我们上个礼拜已经讲过了这三点。所以我们看第一点呢，就是在哪里呢？刚才我们讲到十一到十二节，就这个就是它的计划。那么第三、第二、十三节呢，就是它的目标。
So this is a quick revision from what we did last time, and we had mentioned the first two verses are the plan. Verse 13 is the objective.
然后呢，那么当然它的目标呢，我们有三点三个C，就是信仰上合一，然后呢，在信徒完全的圣洁跟成熟，那么然后最后呢，目的的那个 model， 那个整个榜样呢，就是主耶稣。
And here's where the three C's come in. It sits under the objectives for spiritual growth, where we have those convictions of our faith, we grow into maturity, and our model or example is Christ.
当然，所以在这里呢，我们发现呢，因着这样呢，我们就给大家看到，我们目的呢，我们要在信仰上合一，怎么样在信仰上合一呢？除非我们不断的教导，所以我们就开始，把我们的这个主日学呢，正式成为一个学校，就是恩道学校。
Now, in talking about our convictions, we then said that we needed to be convicted about the faith, about the word that has been given to us. And as a result of that, we came to the decision that we would establish formally our small group time would become Grace Bible School.
我们的教会叫恩道堂。
Our church is called Grace Bible Fellowship.
恩道堂呢，就是从这个使徒行传20章32节，如果你要。 你在这边聚会，你是我们的会员，你一定要记得这句话，不然你就不能够加进来。And
the name of Grace Bible Fellowship is taken from Acts chapter 20 verse 32. And if you are a member, if you've been with us for any amount of time, you need to remember this verse, otherwise you're not actually part of us.
所以使徒行传20章32节说，如今保罗说，我把你们交托神，以神恩惠的道，就是恩道，把你们交托给神。 这道能建立你们，所以我们要被建立起来，必须要有神的道。所以我们很集中的在讲圣经。所以我们不管讲道也好，这个祷告会也好，不管我们做任什么，都是以神的话、神的道、以圣经为中心。Acts
20 verse 32 says, "And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace." And in the Chinese, it sounds more like Grace Bible Fellowship, but the idea is that the word being Bible and grace. This word is a representation of God's grace, and if you don't have this word, then there is no entrenching in it.
The word of grace, the word is the Bible, grace is there, so Bible grace. So, 英文跟华文一样.
The translation of as good.
差不多哈，还可以。所以我想，我们一定要知道。 我们做什么都是以神的道，所以我们要在神的这个信仰的基础或者信仰在神学上面呢，我们要合一。就是我们有时候对圣经很多人有很多讲法，我们要在这个真道上面合一。So you must have the same conviction. 我们不断的教导，让大家知道为什么我们这样看，为什么我们持有这个立场，为什么我们这样解释。所以在这边不断的建立大家。
When we talk about our convictions need to be founded on the Word of God. And therefore, we need to be teaching and preaching the Word of God. If we are not, we need to then be rooted in this.
所以我们就在这个我们的这个小组呢，我们讲完道之后呢，我们就分成小组，就是我们的恩道学校。这个恩道学校里面，我们有20个课程。
And so we will be taking our small group time to talk through these foundational classes of Grace Bible School. Within the program, there are 20 different modules.
当然我跟大家提过这个，我在上海的时候，他们说你不可以训练我们的信徒的成长，然后我就设计这一套，给了他们自己没有训练自己的人，好像讲过不过去。所以这个就基本上这个是神学训练，但是呢，基本上如果你 看，如果上过这些课呢，你的信仰应该是有根有基。Of
course, I've told you before what the origins of this program were, and basically, I was asked by a church in Shanghai, a church leader in Shanghai, to come up with a program that he can use to train his church leaders in order that they would mature. And I thought to myself, if I design a program for someone else, why not use it for ourselves? So this basically is theology training, these 20 modules. And with this, you will be able to grow up and mature.
所以基本上你看，第一个就是圣经学教你怎么样解释圣经。第二呢，就是这个属灵操练，就是说操练祷告、操练敬虔这方面。然后那个圣经辅导就是怎么样辅导别人，怎样帮助别人。 然后属灵领导呢，就是说你如果在家里，你要带领你的学生，你要带领你的家庭，你要带领弟妹，都是属灵的领导啊。然后怎么样听到，怎么样讲道，然后怎么样宣教，这些都是基本功，所以我们大家都要学习。
And these are all foundational modules that we as believers need. starting with basic hermeneutics, where we learn how to interpret the Bible. We look at spiritual disciplines, which is how to live according to the Bible. There's biblical counseling, where we counsel one another as we walk through trials and life. There is spiritual leadership, and not just for church leaders, but leadership in your various areas of life. There is, of course, expository preaching and listening and evangelism. All these are foundational that we need to grow as Christians. Again, the aim is that we might be united in the faith.
所以刚才这一这个是基本功，那么接下来这个是比较高级的课程，就是讲到不同圣经的不同这个文体题材，我们怎么样的解释。
So that the previous list was a foundational list, and then we will have advanced classes where they add to what we've learned already in the past.
所以今天这是复习也好，我不可以讲太多了。So
I'm not going to go into too much detail now.
所以我们在信仰上合一，就是我们应该有 deep knowledge， 就是我们在信。 真的知道，有真的知识去明白神的旨意。
Now, if we are to be united in the faith, then we need to have deep knowledge of this faith that we have to be united upon.
然后呢，同时呢，我们必须要长大成人，就是我们要成熟，就是要有这个尾声。
We of course need to be mature, and therefore we talk about this completeness and a need for to be devoted in order to be mature.
所以我不再讲了，我们跟大家讲了。那么最后呢，我们讲到这个我们最终的目标或者的榜样呢，就是主耶稣说，我们要越来越像学习像主耶稣。We
said that the ultimate model of our faith is Christ, and we need to become more and more like Christ.
所以这个就是 discipleship， 这个就是门徒训练。
And here's where discipleship comes into play.
所以我们最终呢，所以我们花了很多时间讲前面的信仰，圣洁。那么现在今天呢，我们要强调就是这个门徒训练。So
we've talked about our faith, we've talked about the need for conviction. Today we want to talk about discipleship.
所以在教会呢，我们恩道堂教会里面呢的成长策略是什么？第一呢，就是我们的讲道是释经讲道。So
what is Grace Bible Fellowship's growth strategy? First of all, it's our preaching, and our preaching is expository.
当我们讲到圣经讲道，其实我们已经花近接近九到十年，一章一章、一节一节、一段一段的讲，但是我们花很多时间在讲新约的书信。Now,
when I talk about expository preaching, it's about preaching the word of God verse by verse and chapter by chapter, and we have been doing this for 9, maybe 10 years.
但是今天呢，我们已经进入到另外一个阶段呢，我们开始讲旧约，而且开始讲来到旧约的时候呢，我们讲不同的题材，因为有诗歌，有智慧书，有先知书，所以在不同的题材呢，它跟书信不一样，它的解法也不一样，所以我们就开始教大家如何用不同的文体来解经。
Now, a lot of that 9 or 10 years of expository preaching has been focused on the New Testament. Now, we've recently come into a new sort of teaching phase where we are turning our attention to the Old Testament. We're not just preaching verse by verse, but we're looking at genres of books.
我们过去，我要大家培养起一个习惯，读经的时候是要一段一段的读，一个字一个字，一个一句话一句话的读，这个很好，我们花很长时间建立起这个习惯，感谢主。 但是今天我们进入了新的一个更进一步的时候，我们讲旧约的时候呢，我就不是用一段一段一个字一个字，而是用一卷书一卷书来讲。Now
the last 9 to 10 years of preaching expositorily and verse by verse has inculcated in us a habit of looking and reading the Bible in detail and in context, and that has created a very good habit amongst us. As we are preaching through the Old Testament, we've advanced the level, and we are now looking at entire books to get a big picture of things.
所以我们已经开始讲了红书，我们也开始讲了这个约拿书，我们开始讲创世纪，接下来我们要一堂讲出埃及记，一堂讲生命记，这样的讲下去。
And we've gone through books like Jonah, we've gone through Nahum, we've done Genesis, and we're going to start on Exodus shortly as well.
所以这个需要调整你的要求，因为很多人认为释经讲道就是一节一节，一个字一个字，其实这个是，如果你这样讲的话呢，你对释经讲道还是欠缺，因为 过去一两年我们在不断的教大家的时候呢，我们跟大家讲过，那个是一种，还有其他种类的事情讲到，所以你需要调整一下。但是呢，我们还是在做事情讲到。
So as we deal with whole books in a single sitting, you may have to adjust your expectations of what's coming up, as far as teaching is concerned. It is still expository, even though we no longer are going verse by verse.
但是我要告诉你一件事情，用一堂讲一本书啊，它对我的要求啊是非常的高的。
And I just want to share with you that to preach through an entire book in one sitting is actually extremely demanding for me.
其实呢，在好多年前，我想都不敢想敢做这件事情。
In fact, years ago, I would not even have dreamed of doing this.
啊，当然到今天呢，我们每个人都要长进。其实你们在逼我长进，所以我现在就 take on 这个 big task, Herculean task, 这个这么大的工作呢，就是逼着我要多读圣经，多明白圣经，多用一堂把它讲得清楚明白。我盼望我这样讲的时候呢，不是你平时读经，你可能在平时读经看不到的东西呢，我们在这一堂里面可以讲给你听，所以你在读的时候有一个框架你可以跟随。
Now your growth has challenged me that I might also take another step up and to preach an entire book in one sitting in a clear way so that you might have a good scaffolding of the Bible.
所以我准备用66堂讲66本书。
And so the challenge to me then, which I've taken on, is to use 66 weekends to preach through 66 books. Please pray for me.
所以这个是一个很难的工作，不过既然大家来到这里，我们就一起进步吧。
It's a big challenge to me, but as we gather together and grow together, let's do this together.
所以我们教会的成长，第一就是在讲台上不断的供应给大家能成长。第二呢，我们在祷告会里面呢，我们会讲诗篇，还有旧约、新约的一些祷告的这些篇幅。
So, our primary strategy for growth in GBF is expository preaching. Then there's also the component of prayer meeting, and in our prayer meetings, we will be talking about the Psalms. We'll be looking at the Psalms, but we will also be looking at passages on prayer, both in the Old and the New Testament.
我们不会祷告，主啊，需要我们祷告。但是你知道吗？旧约有150篇的祷告，神为什么放在那边？就是教我们怎么样祷告。所以祷告不但是主耶稣的祷告，也有保罗的祷告。同时呢，在旧约里面有整卷150篇的祷告，还有其他的祷告。所以我们要在这边学习怎么样祷告。所以你来祷告会呢，我们就多讲这一方面。所以讲台就少讲祷告，不是讲台没有讲祷告。你要听祷告呢，你来我们的祷告会，你就听到学习祷告的功课。
Now every one of us struggles with prayer, and we don't know how to pray. And so our prayer meeting will really focus on those 150 chapters that God has given us on prayer in the Old Testament. But we're also looking at in the epistles what has been said about prayer. Now as a result, the focus on prayer will be at prayer meeting. Not to say that we will not touch on prayer at the pulpit, we will, but the focus will be at prayer meeting.
当然我们的祷告会也不是说实时板板的，所以昨天呢，我们在祷告会里面，如果你有昨天来我们的祷告会，你会放下，你看到后面那个玻璃板那边有这么多花花，这么多的这些字条都是弟兄姐妹写上去的。所以我们在思想2019年要做什么的时候，弟兄姐妹把它的整个思想摆上去呢，你看呢，你就知道你错过了非常精彩的时间，所以下次祷告会你记得来。
Our prayer meeting is not overly structured and staid either. Yesterday when we met together, we held an exercise where we planned for 2019, and you will see all these post-its, and all of them were written by our brothers and sisters as we considered what our hopes and dreams for this church was, are, and the gifts. And so, if you miss prayer meeting, you are missing a lot.
所以我们教会的成长策略，第一就是是定讲道，第二就是祷告会，第三呢就是读经。我们已经开始跟大家一起来，一全教会一起读经。去年我现在讲去年了，去年我们已经读完新约，今年呢我们要用一年读完旧约。
Now, the third component of our growth strategy is to read our Bibles. And last year, what we did was we read through the New Testament. This year, our aim is to read through the entire Old Testament. Yeah.
所以你就知道我们2019年是重点是在旧约的教导，所以我们在讲台上也不断的讲旧约。
And you will notice that this is the focus of 2019, and that's why even from the pulpit we're looking at the Old Testament.
所以呢，我们盼望大家学习，而且呢，我们现在用高科技了，我们用 View Version 的 apps 这个应用程序呢，帮助我们一面听一面读，然后一面我们，而且如果你有加进来呢，我们如果有画线啊什么，我们讲，我们可以打进我们的一些评语啊，我们的一些感想啊。 大家都可以看见.
And to help us do this together, we are using the YouVersion app where we all are subscribed to a reading plan, and you will see if you are part of that plan that there will be comments from our brothers and sisters, there will be highlighted notes, and you will be able to access all of that.
所以我们教会成长呢，就是圣经讲道、祷告会、每日读经，最后一个呢，就是我今天又再要强调呢，就是门徒训练.
So once again, the components of our strategy is to preach expositorily, to focus on prayer at prayer meeting, to read our Bibles, and finally today that I want to stress upon is discipleship. All of this is just an introduction.
So, seat belt, buckle, 好了，我们来讲那个门徒训练，不要看手表，门徒训练，门徒训练，在旅游。
This will be quite quick actually. Today we're looking at discipleship, and the first point we're looking at is the reason for discipleship.
为什么我们要做门徒训练呢？
Why do we have to disciple others?
基本上是因为主的命令。
Basically, it's because it's God's command.
马太福音28章大家非常熟悉，他说你们要去使万民做我的门徒，使万民做我的门徒，马太福音，这是门徒训练 discipleship.
This is a familiar verse to everyone, Matthew 28:19, where it says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations."
所以我们必须每一个人都必须去使别人成为耶稣基督的门徒。
And this is a command to each one of us that we would go and make disciples of others.
这个当然包括带领他们信主，然后呢，要教导凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，就是不但要带领一个人，而且要教导他们圣经，让他们遵守，这个才是完整的门徒训练。
And that obviously includes sharing the gospel with them. But the verse goes on to say, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and that is a complete command of making disciples.
所以使门徒训练包括传福音，包括带人受洗，然后包括教导圣经.
So making disciples includes sharing the gospel with them, baptizing them, and helping them and teaching them to observe what God has commanded.
这个是神要我们每一个人都做的.
And this is what God expects of each believer.
这什么叫做这个门徒训练呢？
What is the meaning of discipleship?
其实这个门徒这个字呢，在新约里面263处不用引用呢。那么里面呢也讲过，有些人这个其实就这个门徒的意思就是指学耶稣、跟着耶稣，或者是学习耶稣，或者做学生的意思。
The Bible has 260 mentions of this word disciple. And it is used multiple times in the four Gospels. It's also used in sort of different references. It talks about the disciples of Jesus, and essentially that means us following Jesus and being like Jesus.
那么当时候的用法呢，它是有可以做耶稣的门徒，可以做摩西的门徒，可以法利赛的门徒，有施洗约翰的门徒，保罗的门徒。所以这个门徒就是学生的意思，学耶稣的意思。
And there are other uses of it. It talks about disciples of Moses, the Bible says, disciples of the Pharisees, disciples of John the Baptist and Paul. Basically, it means to follow after and to be a student of.
So 我们要带领人来学习耶稣，跟我们一样来学耶稣。
And so we need to lead people to be like Jesus, to follow Jesus.
所以我们信主的人都学习来成为耶稣的门徒，我们都学习主耶稣的生活方式。 方式, 原则, 等等,
and as believers, as we look at the Bible and we follow the commands and the instructions of our Lord Jesus, it is being disciples of Jesus.
We who
follow Jesus will study our Bibles that we can become more and more
Christ-like. Matthew 10:24
says a disciple is not above his teacher nor a servant above his master. Our master is Christ and we are becoming more like him.
那么当然我这边再提出一两节经文给你看到主耶稣对这个门徒的要求非常高。 包括在路加福音14:26,他说,人到我这里来,如果爱我不胜过父母,妻子,儿女,弟兄,姐妹和自己的生命,不配做我的门徒,爱我的圣,我们就读到这里。And
I want to show you that actually the demands on disciples is a high one. In Luke 14:26, the Lord says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
那么你听到英文讲到 hate, 其实这个是一个 comparative, 就是说一个对比。就是说你必须要爱主耶稣，爱神高过父母，高过儿女，包括妻子，包括丈夫等等。这个是一个对比。所以我们要爱耶稣超于一切的意思。And
this word hate is actually a comparative, and it's relative to how you feel towards your mother, your relations.
所以我们要爱主耶稣。
So we need to love Jesus.
第二呢，他把主耶稣在14:33说，无论什么人呢，若不撇下一切，所有的，就不能是我的门徒。意思说，我们看耶稣，看神超过一切。我们追求是神，不是我们生命的一切。
And those standards continue to be set in Luke 14:33, where it says, therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. And that really means that we need to see Jesus as the ultimate treasure.
所以这边讲的是 priority, 就是我们优先次序, 我们要尊主为大, 要分别为圣, 主是一切, 其他的是主赐给我们享受的, 但是源头是神本身。
Here is a matter of priority, and we are asked and we are called to see Jesus as everything, the utmost. Everything else is given to us by Him.
有时候你想，哎，我已经实现一切，我已经做得很好。你如果觉得做得很好，你一定有一个很大的盲点在你的前面，blind spot.
Sometimes some of us might say, I've actually given a lot already. I've sacrificed so much for the church and for God. And if you actually do feel that way, it only suggests that you have a very big blind spot.
你知道我们每个人都有 blind spot, 都有盲点的。意思我们以为自己很好，我们以为很多东西我们没看清楚。你在旁观者，亲自在你旁边的朋友一看就知道。所以很多时候我们需要另外一个人来带领我们，来指出我们的问题，来帮助我们成长。
All of us have blind spots. All of us have areas of our lives that we cannot look into. And that's why we need people alongside us. Even the person standing next to us is better able to see the blind spots that we cannot.
所以我们很需要有人来训练我们，或者很多人来mentor我们，或者来牧养我们，或者来带领我们。所以这样的话呢，能够去除我们许多的这个盲点或者看不清楚的地方。
And that's why it's so important that we have folks who are walking alongside us that they might point out these blind spots to us.
我们在讲过一节圣经，就是路加福音14:27，很简单的，主耶稣说，凡不配十字架来跟从我的，不配做我们。主耶稣的要求很高，很多时候我们看不见，我们以为我们的问题很大，所以我们觉得我们的需要很多，但是真正的我们要学习是耶稣基督，很多时候我们需要旁边的人来指出我们。 的生命跟圣经有不同的地方，所以我们需要一个有人来带领来做门徒训练。
Luke 14:27 says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And oftentimes in the world and in our lives where we are crowded out by the cares of our day to day, we aren't able to see that at the end of the day, we really just need to follow Jesus and bear our cross. We need people beside us, amongst us, to be able to show us the way and tell us where our blind spots are.
所以保罗讲到说，他要众人看到一件事情，就是我们信主的人，神的旨意是我们信了主之后呢。 要越来越像主耶稣圣洁，越来越像主耶稣谦卑，越来越像主耶稣尊主为道。
And that's why Paul tells us that there is a need to constantly become more and more like Christ, as humble, as holy as He.
保罗在加拉太书14章19节，他说：“他为这个加拉太人讲说，我为你们担心，盼望你们耶稣在你们心里知道，耶稣在你们。” 基督在你们心里曾经，你说你们越来越像主耶稣。In
Galatians 4:19, Paul says, "My little children, for whom I am again in the anguish of childbirth, until Christ is formed in you."
所以保罗的目的是每一个人在心里面，要每一个人的心里面都有主耶稣，而且呢，越来越像主耶稣。And
so it's clear that Paul expects that there is Christ in each one of us, and that we would progress towards more Christ-likeness.
要怎么样才能够达到这样呢？保罗说。
How do we do this? Paul says, be imitators of me.
你知道吗？这句话很难讲的。你要说，你听我的教导，不学我的样式，还是说你学我的样式，跟着我，我怎么样做，你跟着我。所以这个的要求就高多了。This
is not something that one would say lightly. He does not say, listen to my teaching, but don't imitate me. No, he says, be imitators of me, and that is a tall order.
所以我们要知道，这个对我们的要求很高，就是说，你要学我，谁敢讲这句话？我们每一个人都要学讲这句话，因为这保罗说，你要我们要达到一个说，你们像我，好像我学基督一样。None
of us should dare to say this. Yet all of us need to aspire to be able to say this, because we need to walk according to the way that Christ walked.
所以这样的呢，逼着我们要成长，逼着我们要圣洁，逼着我们要学耶稣基督，这样我们可以跟我们的孩子讲，跟我们的学生讲，跟我们的这样妻子讲，跟着我这样学才可以。That
means it expects of our lives to be holy and blameless, and that means we are, and that finally puts us in a position to say, be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
那么这句话保罗所说，你要效法我。 像我效法基督一样，不像今天的世人说，你 follow listen to me, but don't follow me. 意思说你我做的你不要做，其实他已经不是成为一个很好的榜样。And
this is very different, like we said earlier on, of teaching which says listen to my teaching, but don't follow me.
所以这个呢，我们是要做好榜样的人来学习。This
is for us to be good examples that others might follow.
但是原来圣经里面有很多这样的经文。
But actually, when you look through the Bible, there are a lot of verses that say this.
哥林多前书4章16节也是讲说，他说保罗说，所以我求你们效法，求你们效法我。Paul
says it again in 1 Corinthians 4:16, be imitators of me.
那么腓立比3章17节也是这样，你们要一同效法我。所以不只是一处经文，有好多经文都是这么讲。He
says it again in Philippians 3:17, brothers, join in imitating me. It's not just the one time he said this.
那么来到帖撒罗尼前书1章16节也是讲。
He says again in 1 Thessalonians 1:6, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord.
所以跟门徒训练有什么关系？意思说，第一呢，我们要去做榜样，训练别人；同时呢，我们也需要别人来做榜样，来让我跟随。What's
all this got to do with discipleship? It means that we need to become more like Christ first, where we need others to follow.
那么所有的最后呢，我们就是要越来越像主耶稣，满有基督的身量，凡事长进，连于元首。It
says that we do this to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
所以这个很重要，最终呢，我们要越来越像主耶稣。The
ultimate aim is that we would become more and more Christ-like.
所以门徒训练就是要我们成为越来越像主耶稣。
And so discipleship is about becoming more and more like Christ.
很快的，我们讲这个门徒训练的方法。And
so very quickly we've talked about the program.
很多人讲到这个门徒训练的 program 方法的时候呢，就是啊，我们就一套方法，那套方法，弟兄姐妹，我不相信方法。
We hear this term being bandied around a lot, this idea of a program. Brothers and sisters, I don't believe in a program. Because there are too many different types of programs, and honestly, I can't tell the difference between one and the other.
但是呢, 我强调一件事情呢, 门徒训练是 我们的生命越来越像主耶稣, 所以呢, 我比较注重 informer rather than former, 就是, 就是我们在生活当中做门徒训练, 多过是一套方法。
The way I see discipleship is that discipleship needs to be more informal than formal. And that means we make disciples through our lives.
所以呢,在这里呢,我要给大家讲说,这个门徒训练的方法呢,是什么呢?基本上呢,我们讲注重的是,我们,当然门徒训练,你可以做什么呢?你可以一起来看一本书,你可以一起来查经,这些都是知识上面的层面。
What that means also is that discipleship can take the form of a book study or Bible study.
但是呢,最后呢, 还是生命影响生命。
These are discipleships that are based on knowledge and understanding the Bible, but at the end, we need to look at our lives.
所以我盼望看到的呢,就是我们在生命中 怎么样去影响一个生命？所以你在小组等一下讨论的时候，我要你想这件事情。你有困难的时候，当你遇到很大的问题的时候，当你困难的时候，请问你找谁？
And so later on in small group, I want you to discuss this and ask yourself, when you are in trouble, who do you look for?
那么这个人他给你的意见，是不是按照圣经的原则来给你意见？
And this person that you look for, does he or she give you advice from the Bible?
他的给你的答案是不是越来越使你越像耶稣基督，越来越使你越爱读圣经，越爱神？
Does their advice make you want to follow Christ more and love Christ more?
这些都是非常重要的。
Because these things are important.
所以门徒训练最终呢，我们要看到一件事情就是。 你越来越像主, 这个是我们的目标, 然后同时呢, 我们要对圣经有更好的掌握。
So the aim of discipleship is to become more and more like Christ. We also need to have to be increasingly rooted in God's word.
所以在这里呢, 我给大家四个C。
So here I'll give you four C's.
第一呢, 就是门徒训练的时候, 在你的平时生活当中, 你刚一个人来往的时候呢, 你可以跟他定期一起 早上吃早餐也好，午餐也好，晚餐也好，一段时间，谈他的生命，他告诉你他的生命这个问题，你就用圣经来鼓励他，带领他，使到他越来越爱圣经，使到他越来越爱主。Now,
here's what it might look like in discipleship. You may spend time with people, you may have a meals with them, and you would find out about their lives and what they're going through. In that finding out of their lives, you would then speak into their lives using God's word.
所以信仰的内容非常重要，所以你必须要对圣经非常熟悉，那么怎么样活用圣经，这个很重要。
And so the content of your faith is important, and you need to live out that content.
我们讲 conviction 就是信念，就是我们知道圣经是这样讲，然后我们根据圣经去做，然后这个不是一次，而且是习惯，要成为你的生命的习惯。 所以信仰本身呢，不是知识层面，要成为行为上面，成为人生的一种习惯，成为人生的一种生活方式。What
this means is, you need to be convicted of the truth of the Bible, and in for us to grow in our faith, we need to live it out and not just have it as knowledge.
所以我们第一个是 conviction， 第二个是 character， 要成为培养出一个你的一个生活习惯。 成为你做事做人的人格就是这样，所以这个呢需要那个人不断的培养带领你成为这样的成为一种人生的生活方式，所以我们叫做 lifestyle discipleship， 就是生活化或者活化门徒训练，或者活在门徒训练，无时无刻都在做门徒训练。
Now it is only when you are convicted by the truth does it come out in your character. And the idea is that you would in discipleship, you would guide this person along, that you would continually shape their character using the convictions of the truth.
保罗曾经讲过，在一句话，他说：“你们有很多教师，但是做属灵父亲的不多。”意思说，带领你的人，这个 discipler 就是你在属灵上面爱你、照顾你、为你好的这个父亲。
And Paul talked about how there are many teachers, but not many spiritual fathers. What this means is that in discipleship, there is a need to nurture, there is a need to love.
我们不但有知识，我们也要在生命中表现出来。所以这个需要一个做父亲不断的培养，来在你旁边，来引导你。It
is not just an academic exercise where we dispense truth. There is a need to love and nurture this person.
所以作为门徒训练，第一呢，你要有这个信仰的这个内容，你要知道圣经；第二呢，要养成习惯，要活化出来；第三呢，你必须要懂得应用圣经，因为当你去辅导别人，当你去带领别人的时候，很多时候你发现你的圣经知识不够，你要懂得如何碰到什么样的问题，在圣经如何找答案。你要在这边 ，you must be competent， 你要有这个能力去做到这件事情。So
we've got convictions, which is the truth of the Bible. You've got character, which is speaking into the life of a person. And then when you come to, sometimes when you come to certain challenges that people have, and you maybe don't know where in the Bible, whether the Bible speaks into this, you need to have a competency to deal with these issues.
Competency in interpreting the Bible, 就是说你用圣经来
This is competency in using the truth that you have from the Bible to affect the person's life.
所以你会发现呢，最终呢，我们要怎么样把圣经不只是知识，而且应用在生活上，这个就是门徒训练。And
so we need to use the truth and apply it in the lives of others, and that is discipleship.
那么到最后呢，我们有四个，一个是 conviction, character, competency, 还有 commitment， 意思说我们要有信仰，这个信仰呢要活出来，就成为一个习惯。当你碰到问题的时候，你就懂得在这个信仰上面怎么样用在你的问题身上。到最后呢，你要怎么样呢？你是要有一个尾声，就是持续下去，要持续的坚持下去。And
so we have our convictions, we have our truth, and we are so convicted by this truth that we are living it out, and it becomes part of our character. We then use scripture, we're competent in using scripture to affect our lives and speak into the lives of others. And the final C that you need is commitment to carry on.
很多时候啊，我们这样讲，这个最重要是这句话哈。门徒训练很多时候都失败，失败的原因是什么呢？你要训练别人，你觉得自己很好，你要训练别人，他不要你训练，门徒训练一定失败。 门徒训练的 secret， 它的成功在哪里呢？它的成功呢，在于那个被训练的人愿意被他训练。除非你谦卑自己说，我是很多时候看不见，我看不清楚，请你 speak the truth in my life， 用圣经来劝导我、指导我，我愿意顺服。除非你愿意打开你的心，你不让他来带领你，没有一个门徒训练成功。
One of the key reasons for failure in discipleship is that the person being discipled is not committed to that discipleship. Sometimes we need to humble ourselves and realize that actually I don't have it all together, and I need someone to use truth and speak into my life that I may become more Christ-like. And so that requires commitment to this discipleship relationship. It requires an openness and a transparency that others might look into your life.
如果你是很认真要学习越来越像主耶稣，
and that is only if you are serious about becoming Christ-like.
你去找一个你可以信得过的一个年纪比较大的弟兄或者姐妹。我们讲的是弟兄跟姐妹哈。
So what I would suggest is look for someone who is more mature than you. And we're talking about brothers with brothers and sisters with sisters.
然后呢，你告诉他，我现在 要做这件事情，或者说我有这个坏习惯，我请你帮助我，可以吗？
And you would go to this person and tell them of your struggle. And it may be something that you are hoping to do. It may be something in your life that you want to change.
然后呢, 让他用一个旁观者，让他一个用清楚的眼光。 他帮你思想圣经怎么讲，他为你祷告，他来帮助你。你愿意，只有你愿意这样做的时候呢，这个门徒训练才会成功。
And let this person walk alongside you, use scripture to enlighten you, and guide you in making those decisions, all those life changes. And only then will discipleship succeed.
所以我问你，你有没有一个人？ 在属灵上面能够带领你的。
So ask yourself, is there someone who is able to spiritually disciple you?
如果没有，除非你已经完全了，你 complete， 你已经是你 you have arrived， 或者你非常骄傲。
If not, and you think that you do not need the discipleship, then it is one of two things: you have already arrived, and you think you are a complete person. Or you are extremely proud.
如果我们需要一个旁边一个人来帮助我们，来劝导我们 ，speak the truth in our life， 把真理告诉我们。如果我做错，或者我看不到，他肯直接来告诉你，你这样做是错的。这个朋友所加的伤痕是宝贵的。这个呢，是真正爱你的人才会对你讲实话。Find
a person who is willing to speak plainly to you. Someone who will not hide the truth from you, to use scripture to speak into your life, because the wounds from a friend are not going to hurt you. In fact, these are people who love you and therefore speak into your life.
只有你把自己谦卑自己去找一个这样的人，那个人可以就会特别爱你，特别有负担，为你祷告，为你思想，特别替你想看你的周围。这个在辅导学里面是非常重要的。 所以这样的来带领你, 其实这个就是神的计划。And
that requires humility. It requires us to humbly come to someone else to say, I would like you to help me, to walk with me.
所以呢，我要问你的问题就是, 你的生命中, 你在属灵的成长中, 有没有一个这样的人, 在你生命中, 可以帮助你, 可以为你祷告, 可以爱你, 可以不断地关心你, 而且如果你走错路，他会把你勇敢的把你拉回来。有没有这样的人？如果没有呢，你就失去一个很大神在你生命中给你的祝福。And
so I want to ask you, is there a person who is that you would like to disciple you, to walk alongside you, to love you, that this person will be able to speak into your life? Because if you do not, then you are missing out on a big blessing that God has for you.
神要我们这样去训练别人，神也要别人这样来训练我们。这个是神的计划。And
this is the plan for God to train us, to disciple us, and to use us to disciple others.
所以这个，除你说我再讲一次，他的秘密，成功的秘密呢，就是你愿意谦卑找一个。 你信得过的人，让他来 speak to truth in your life， 让他把真理放进你的心里面，你这个才是真正的训练你、带领你的门徒的制造者。
I want to say it again that the key to a successful discipleship relationship is that you are humble enough to speak to someone and ask them to use the truth to speak into your life.
所以我讲 lifestyle evangelism， lifestyle discipleship 就是生活在 这个门徒训练里面，意思说不是一套方法，不是一套一个 program， 或者是的，我们可以一起看一本书，我们可以，但是应该是你看到我生命里面有什么问题，请你告诉我，而且我们有可以有这样很坦诚 honest discussion about my life， 有关我，你有这样呢，你才能够真正的成长。And
this is what I mean by lifestyle discipleship. And it may take the form of a book study, but it is not just that. It is about looking into your life or someone else looking into your life and openly and honestly speaking into your life with truth.
所以这个就是我们所讲的这个lifestyle evangelism.
This is what we call
lifestyle discipleship.
lifestyle discipleship.
所以我们讲了怎么很快我们要结束了。第一呢，就是门徒训练的理由，它的意思，还有它的这个方法。第三个，第四个呢，它的目的。那目的很简单，就是越来越像主耶稣。
And so we've covered the reason, the meaning, the program of discipleship, and it takes us to a fourth point. What is the purpose of discipleship?
所以我们在跟别人谈话的时候呢，你总是要想，我怎么样帮助他，我怎么样带领他越来越像主，我怎么样使他越来越爱圣经。你的目的只有一个，怎么样帮助他越来越像主耶稣。如果你一直这样做，你就是在做门徒训练。
And the purpose is, as we said before, becoming more like Christ. So what that means is, or how we live it out is, as we're fellowshipping with one another, as we're talking to people who are our disciples, we're constantly thinking of how we might be able to make this person more like Christ.
最后一点,
final point.
门徒训练的好处,
the benefits of discipleship.
我要给你一个很长的清单,
and I want to give you a long list of what to do here, or the benefits.
第一呢，如果你在帮助别人，你要多读圣经。
If you are to help someone, you need to consume more of the Bible.
因为你碰他碰到的问题，你不会解答，你赶快找圣经。所以你应该多读一点圣经。
Because if you're going to help someone but you don't have Bible knowledge, then you need to get more Bible knowledge.
你在帮别人的时候，哇，碰到问题，你赶快为他祷告，你要多祷告。
And that means if you're going to help someone, then you need to pray for them, and so you pray more.
那么第三呢，你会 多关心别人，不会关心，不少关心自己。
You will also be more caring of others than you are of yourself.
我告诉你一件事情哈。
Let me tell you one thing.
很多人说我有忧郁症。
People might say I have depression.
我不管你怎么样想，我读忧郁症读很多，我也帮过很多有忧郁症的人。
And I've dealt with a lot of people who have depression, and I've helped them.
连世俗的心理学都有办法医好忧郁症。忧郁症是什么呢？是思想的问题，不是生病的问题。And
even psychology is able to help these people because it is a problem with thinking.
Secular psychology, secular therapy can cure depression. 那个原因不是 sickness, it is wrong thinking. 是思想的错误。什么思想？想太多自己。
This depression is not a sickness, but a condition of wrong thinking. And what is that wrong thinking? It is thinking about oneself too much.
你想我要这个得不到，所以心里不开心。你可以 subconscious 压制它，但是这个东西不断的出现，实际上是你不愿意接受神的主权，所以你有 depression，所以你忧郁。
And it may be that you have demands out of life, and you can suppress it temporarily. But at the root of it, it's still there. And the problem is because you are not willing to accept the lot that God has given you.
很多人说，你们说圣经辅导里面讲说， depression is sin. 很多人说，忧郁症是罪。有人说，哎呀，你们太简单化。其实不是简单化，这是神的圣经的话。原因是什么呢？我不愿意接受神在我身上的旨意，所以我心里很不开心。 长久不开心就变成clinical depressed.
And you may say, well, you know, to simply say depression is sin is too simplistic. But it is the truth of the matter. And when we think too much of ourselves, over time it becomes, or when we stay in the depression, over time it becomes clinical depression.
你一直不断地想这个问题，一直不断地开心。 You become a habit, you become clinical. 他越来越想越多，结果呢，你成为习惯性的忧郁。
It's because we are unhappy with the situation that God puts us in, and we've refused to yield to it, and that constant this unhappiness eventually becomes clinical depression.
如果你不信的话，我跟你讲一件事情，很简单，你去看 cognitive therapy, secular psychology. 当他处理这个问题的时候，都有办法医好这个人。所以那个是思想的问题。除非你明白，除非你愿意接受神的主权，神在你身上的安排，你是 continuously 继续忧郁。但是除非你接受神的安排，你才能够脱离出来。所以这个认知心理学呢，有办法使你脱离，可见是思想。你想通，你的忧郁症就好了。
The fact that cognitive therapy can who are struggling with depression tells us that depression is a condition of the mind. Now, if you are able to accept, or you are accepting of the position and the situation that God puts you in, you are able to overcome that depression.
所以其实我对这个 depression 研究很久了。It's
a subject that I've researched for a long time.
所以最终呢，你会发现。 忧郁症的结果就是自我，我不愿意，我要我的方法，我要我的环境，我要我要的，神不给我，我就不开心，我不开心，长久不开心就是 depression.
At the end of the day, you'll discover that depression, the source of depression is the self. It is because I want certain things that I'm not getting, and that over time, that dissatisfaction becomes depression.
如果你去关心别人，你常常想别人。 你就不想自己，你不会以自我为中心，你是以他人为中心。你这个是主施比受分为有福，就是这样。你常常去关心别人，常常去爱别人的时候，你不会 depressed 的。But
when you turn that inside out and start serving others, when you are discipling others, then you are starting to care more for them than you are about your own cares, and that will help you stop being depressed.
所以我不讲太多了，因为我已经讲太多了。现在有关这个 cognitive therapy 里面研究，在这方面有很多研究，而且非常多成功的例子，我们也看过。所以今天呢，我们要讲的就是 discipleship 使我们多读圣经、多祷告、多关心别人。
But let's get back to our list of benefits of discipleship. The discipleship helps us to get more Bible, to pray more, to care more for others.
然后呢，它使我们 更顺服，因为主要你要去做使万民做你们的仆，除了你就你去做的时候，就顺服主就有神就祝福你。But
it also makes us more obedient because then we are adhering to God's command to go and make disciples.
当你去关心别人周围的人的时候，你的生命有方向。When
you are caring for others and discipling them, it gives your life purpose.
同时呢，你要他来学习你，你要做众人的榜样的时候呢，你就生活就更有纪律。
At the same time, if you want them to imitate you, you now need to be more disciplined.
但是你也要肯定你是跟随耶稣，效法我，好像我跟随耶稣。所以这个呢，就使到你越来越有纪律，然后呢，越来越委身。But
that means you need to know your own direction, and your direction is Christ, and you will become more Christ-like. You need to become more committed to Christ.
然后呢，你就越来越跟多的团契，跟他沟通 a lot of fellowship, 跟他分享这方面呢，就你的把生命分出去。That
discipleship allows you to have more fellowship with the person you're discipling, and that fellowship allows you to give up more of your life.
那么你个人就不断的成长，教会也不断的成长。That
giving of your life allows you to grow and the church to grow.
然后使你更有爱心。It
allows you to love more.
使你更谦卑。
It makes you more humble.
当你看到别人碰到了许多的问题，你的问题很小，别人的问题大得很。When
you encounter the problems of others, your problems become smaller.
你就多关心别人。You
become more concerned for others.
你就多有敬虔的生活。It
makes you godlier.
而且呢，当你这样做的时候呢，你会有更经历更多的喜乐，更多的平安，更多的忍耐。And
you'll find that you will become more joyful, more peaceful, and more patient.
当然，最后呢，我们的目的是越来越像主。当然，这个不是最完整的清单。不过有这样的好处，所以我们生命如果感觉到苦闷，感觉到没有方向，你多去做门徒训练，你的生命就多姿多彩。And
ultimately, the aim is that we become more like Christ, or the benefit is that we become more like Christ.
所以呢，最终我们盼望你多做门徒训练。And
so, at the end of the day, I want to encourage you to disciple.
所以今天呢，我们讲了门徒训练是一种生活的方式。We're
saying that lifestyle discipleship is a way of life.
所以我们讲了它的理由、它的意义、它的方法、它的目的、它的好处，盼望你得鼓励。
We've talked about the reasons, the meaning, the program, the purpose, and the benefits of discipleship.
我盼望你在2019年想这个问题，使你的生命可以成长，而且呢，你可以带领别人越来越像主耶稣。I
want to encourage you in this new year to think about discipleship. to disciple others that you might yourself become more and more like Christ.
是门徒成为你生活的一种方式。
Let discipleship be the direction and purpose of your life. Let's close in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us the example of Christ that we might follow. Lord, we understand that it is a tall order. We understand that it requires much from us. Yet, Lord, we see also how much it can bless us. We see, Lord, the plan for the growth of every individual in discipleship. And we pray that, Father, you would help us to commit our lives to others, Lord, in this church, that we might disciple them. And in the mission field around us, as we in our workplaces and in our homes, Lord, to our children, our colleagues, our staff, that, Father, we might be obedient to your command to go and make disciples of nations. We pray, Father, that you will bless us in this effort. We pray that you will help us have courage, more than anything, have humility, Lord, to come before someone else and ask them to disciple us, Lord, that we might be willing to open our lives and let them speak truth into our lives. And we pray that, Father, this will help us grow more and more like Christ.